I'm now going to talk to a man with a 58 Chevrolet, Mr. Excited Glenn. How are you, Glenn?
How are you, buddy? How are we? Are we excited today?
We're always excited. When I talk to you, you always get me excited.
Fantastic, buddy.
Glenn, just before we get started, I just want to tell people, for those that might not know, that I did an interview with Bumblebee last week, and he raises funds at MND. And the reason why I want to talk to him about now, just briefly before we get started, is that, pardon me, I know the last car show you do is raising money for MND. So, look, if you're listening, go onto our website, the 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au. On the left-hand side, you'll see something there said podcast. Click on that and you'll see my smiling face come up with a whole lot of other things. And if you're not put off, click on that, and one of the first three or four will be Mr. Bumblebee, and have a listen, because we would love – I know Glenn wants to make this a huge success, the one this year, the first one he's done for MND, and we'd love to see it. And there's also – Glenn's put up a photo of Mr. Bumblebee's car. I hadn't seen it until the other day, and it's – whenever you see it, look, this guy and his wife are so dedicated to raising money for MND. And look, anything we can do to help the Danaher family, we've got to do it. Having now done a commercial, it's now to talk to Glenn. So sorry about that, Glenn, but I really would love to see us get a whole lot of money raised for Mr. Bumblebee.
Totally agree with you, mate. It's my last show of the year, everyone. And it is the 14th of December down at the Manhattan Hotel from 9 till 12. And we want to make this the biggest one of the year, being it is so important, this event, for MMD Bumblebee, the charity. And this lovely couple travel far and wide to raise money for this horrible disease. So, like I said before, please contact me anytime on Facebook, Glenn Higginson or Mr. Excited. If you want to get involved in donations or donations on the day or beforehand, let me know, because they really need the funds to really get more scientists and that involved to find out how this is a horrible disease, and more involved the better.
Mr. Bumblebee was so, I know his name's Ken, but I still call him Mr. Bumblebee because I want to get the name out there. He was telling me, I think, the week before I was talking to him, they were up in New South Wales at a car show trying to raise funds. So, I mean, they obviously take this. What's the car? I can't remember what it was.
It's a HJ Holden panel van, and all the artwork on it is all MMD, or the whole thing. It's got everything from the merch in the back to. Amazing. It's just amazing tribute to this cause.
And he and his wife go everywhere, don't they?
Yes, they go. And they'll be travelling virtually 4 hours to my show. So that's how far they're travelling. So they are a fantastic couple. And me and Ken have already spoken already about doing probably another one next year. So
that's terrific.
So we're thinking ahead already. So... Let's everyone get involved. This is going to be a mega show, and already my last shows of the year are always my biggest. So,
I can't stress enough that Neil Danaher has done so much. I hate the fact that he got it, but the fact that he's got it, he's turned it into he's raised mega millions, hasn't he?
Well, Ken told me an unbelievable stat last week when he called me. He said that before Neil Danaher got involved in raising money, they had two scientists in the whole of Australia trying to work out what this disease is. And since the millions and the money has been raised, now they've got about 36 scientists now.
Have they?
Yes.
Gee, that's fantastic.
So that just shows a little bit of how much these funds are really helping these people study and find out a cure and things like that. So it's a proven thing. So it's amazing.
Glenn, I've got to take a quick break.
Yep,
and then I want to come back because we want to start talking about your shows. I know we want to raise money for Mr. Bumblebee, but also I know you've got one coming up first. I'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Here we come. Here we come, Mr. about that, Chief.
Oh, Vicar, you are a very unattractive man.
The Ayatollah of Rock and Roller!
If you want to escape the world for 2 hours of pure mindless banter,
some may call it therapy. We call it
a goot trifle of madness.
So tune in to Yarra Valley FM every Thursday night between 7 to 9pm for the Three-Headed Goat Show with Pete, Mickey, Lumpy Cam, and special guest stars Scotty and Tommy.
Well, you might come out mildly disturbed.
That was brilliant.
Kick it in the guts, Barry.
Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone, there'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down, he's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Think that my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go. That's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Footsteps walking with me,
footsteps walking,
footsteps I cannot see,
I cannot see,
but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, by my side they will stay.
And that was Daniel O'Donnell. But I'm talking to Glenn, Mr. Excited. He's got a couple of car shows coming up before the end of the year. Glenn, just let me ask you before we get started, when do you start back with your car shows next year?
Australia Day, actually the January.
Where is that one?
That will be at the Manhattan. So that hotel, doing a cars and coffee on the actual Australia Day public holiday. How about public holiday will be my first one?
Which is the 26th. All right, let's start talking about, I know that, and we're going to give the 14th of December another rev up before we go, because I think it's so important. But you've got one coming up between now and then.
Yeah, well, I have, because the first show I did at Yarra Farm Fresh Strawberry Farm back in October was such a massive success that, mate, I was inundated with over hundreds and hundreds of messages about how can we have another one really soon. So before you knew it, we've got one happening, which wasn't planned, believe it or not. We got one on the 29th of November of this month, so not this weekend, but next weekend on a Saturday at 5 p.m. On the corner of Edward Road and Coldstream West Road intersection. This place is a heritage listed property. It's a some of the trees over 200 years old. The atmosphere is beautiful. I can't really describe it. You've got to be there to see it. It's just an amazing place.
Just tell us again, Saturday the 29th of November, what was the time?
5 o'clock. So it's an afternoon show. So we're going to have all different dinners available. We're going to have roast beef. We're going to have Thai food. We're going to have jam donuts. You name it, mate. We're going to have chocolate on strawberries. You name it. Oh, we're going to have everything.
They're delicious. They're not probably not as good as they should be for me, but anyway, I love them.
Well, that's the issue I have, mate. I'm not parking up cars. I've usually got my mouth in the chocolate fountain. So
give us that address again, please, Glenn.
Yeah, well, it's on the corner. It's on the intersection of Edward Road and Coldstream Road, and that's where it is. It's right on that corner where they meet up. So it's number 40 to 44. That's the actual address.
And what was the name of the farm again?
Yarra Farm Fresh.
Yarra Farm Fresh, yep.
Locally owned business who have been around for 40, 50 years, mate. So, yeah, they've been around a long time, but this venue is something else. I don't think I've ever seen a place so beautiful, mate, to be honest. It's an amazing place. So.
And you thought you were going to get away with just one more show between now and the end of the year, did you?
Yeah, I thought that, but then that didn't happen. So we're doing another one there. But I've already got all of next year planned out already.
How many are you doing next year?
18 shows.
18 shows already?
Yeah, I've already booked out, mate. It's already planned. Every month is full, including me and Ken are going to do another MMD one. He really loves what I'm all about and believes, there's not many... not as many passionate people like me around who really love doing what I do. So he wants to get involved next year. So everything's already next year ready to go already, believe it or not.
I don't know anything about Ken, but I don't know if he works. But he's a bit like you. I don't know how you two ever find time to work.
Oh, well, he used to own a restoration business and now his son runs it. So he knows all about classic cars and that's why his panel van is just so cool, how he's got MMD on it, Bumblebee all over it. It's just fantastic, and I'm so glad I met them in Mansfield about a year ago, because if I didn't meet them at the time I went to Mansfield, I don't think we would have ever met. So it was just by luck, really.
All right, I'm going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to go right through until 1 o'clock, and then, of course, at 1 o'clock, be news and weather, and I'll be back straight after that with another hour. And then, of course, between 2 and 3, I've got Penny coming in to talk about the carols are going to happen down in Lilydale a bit later in the year. We're starting to get into that carol, but I'll be back in a couple of minutes' time. talk the Mr. Excited, Glenn, and we're talking about a couple of his car shows that are coming up, and certainly keep an eye out on the one that I think is going to be terrific, and we really want to raise as much money as we can on the 14th of December. Glenn, I just can't remember whether you said you've done it or not yet. You've got a photo of Bumblebee's rocket. Have you put it on your website yet, on your Facebook page yet?
Yeah. It's on my event page, and it's the front cover of my like poster for my event. So
if people go on to Mr. Excited on Facebook, they're going to see what they're looking for.
Yeah. If you go on Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide, the event is on there, and you'll see me and Ken standing in front of his Bumblebee panel van when he came all the way from 4 hours away when he came to Yarra Junction crank up just to meet me, and he brought it. So
I was talking to him the other day. Unfortunately, he couldn't get down because it was too far to come here, but we certainly talked to him on the phone, so we really want to crack that up. On the 14th of December, you're down at the Manhattan. What's the time again, please, Glenn?
It'll be 9 o'clock till 12, but I can guarantee you'd want to get there very early, because every Manhattan show we've done, we've had to close the gates about 9:30. So,
but that's only the cars, though. That's not for people walking in the door, though, is it?
No. People can walk in from every which direction, but fitting the actual classic cars in, we've had major issues, and that place is a massive car park.
Absolutely.
And when we've got 1,300 cars parking around, it's been phenomenal turnout. So I think this will top anything. So, you'd want to get there early. So
if you've got a classic car, get down there by around 8 o'clock or something to try and make sure you get in.
And if you want to just have a daily driver, mate, it's a family-friendly event. You know, you bring your family down in your daily driver and come and walk around and look at all these cars you just never, ever see every day. And, you know, a dollar coin or whatever, it doesn't really matter. Any amount of funds, it all goes towards Bumblebee MMD. So
But that's not on the 14th of December, though, is it? The 14th of December. But you've also got this one on the 29th of November, which we need to push again. But hopefully, with the weather, we'll get some nice warm nights. So it'd be terrific.
Well, you never know. With November, the weather's been a bit nuts at the moment. I can't predict it. I mean, I had a car show just last Saturday at the Canterbury Tires, which was jam-packed full. But I'm glad it wasn't on the Sunday because it was raining. So I picked that day pretty good. I was pretty happy with that.
And the Saturday before, I was at an event and it poured nearly all day and it was a terrible day. So you just can't pick the weather at the moment. But
mate, you can't. So
on the 29th of November, is there a limit on the amount of cars you can have there?
No, we can have a lot of cars there. It's a huge, huge acreage property. So we've got plenty of room. We've got all my friends and all my helpers and admin will help me park up all the cars. And I've even invested in some walkie-talkies, mate. So, I can have people spread out far and wide. So, that's going to be a great event this year.
So that's the 29th of November, Yarra Farm Fresh, down at Corner of Edwards and Coldstream Roads, down there in Coldstream. From 5 o'clock onwards, should be a terrific night. But the one I'm really keen to give another push to is the 14th of December, raising money for MND. That's between 9 and 12 down the Manhattan. How many cars do you think you'll get on that day?
My last show there, which the last show I've done there was around 1,300. I believe we'll top that. I believe we'll get near 14 to 1,500, which I don't know where I'll put them, but I really think this will be a showstopper, and because it is for a great foundation, I think a lot of people are going to travel far and wide to be involved.
And I guess the other thing too, Glenn, if people, not every person is interested or excited as you are, and I am, about old cars, I guess one of the things, though, particularly like the MND, like you said, you'll see cars that you've millions and millions of dollars worth of cars that you won't normally see on the road. But the most important thing is go walk around, have a coffee, throw some money into Mr. Bumblebee, because that's where it's all going to go.
Well, Ken and his wife will be there selling their merch, and they'll be happy to talk to you about the disease. That's why they're going to be there as well. because they know a lot about it personally.
They've done a lot of research, haven't they? And I believe, and I'm not going to go into it, but I believe somebody in their families has got it or had it.
Yes, that is right. But they, like they say, they don't want to sort of talk about that for privacy reasons, which I understand.
So do I.
But, yeah, this event is really about as raising much funds as we can, which we will. I can guarantee it will be a successful day because I've been pushing this all year round. So it's going to be fantastic. And, like, I want to be quick too, but if we're always looking for volunteers and people who can help out me and my friends and my team who park up cars because our shows are so big. And all of my friends who do this, who help me at all these 18 shows, all have full-time jobs like myself. We all do this. Yep. And any more people who want to get involved and help us out, seriously, it'd be much appreciated because the more help we can get, the better.
So the 14th of December is a Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, yep.
But the other one on the 29th of November is a Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, Yarra Farm Fresh.
So like you say, you can make it an evening, and particularly if the weather's nice, it'd be a great spot to be under the trees and all that on a Saturday night. You couldn't do much better, could you?
No, you couldn't, and the produce store's open, and there's plenty of flowers and plants and all sorts, so plenty of things for your wife to do while you're looking at petrol head cars. It's just a great place. But looking forward to both these last two shows of the year to really end it off with a bang this year.
And I guess let's just go back to 14th of December for a minute because I'm really, really keen to try and get as much money in there as possible. Even if you're driving past, if you don't have an interest in a car, pull up. Go in, buy a bit of merchandise, because obviously they make a profit on that, or just go in and throw some money in the tin and keep driving if you don't really want to be involved with the cars, can they?
Yeah, it can be anyone who aren't even into cars who are all welcome to come, because it's all about MMD, Bumblebee. It's all about Neil Danaher's foundation. This is what it's all about. And a lot of people I already know who are coming haven't never been to my car shows ever in their life who are just going to this one for that reason. So,
yeah.
Get involved, everyone. Get involved.
And as I say, if you're just driving past and you don't want to get involved with cars, just go in and throw some money. Glenn, I've got to go. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
And I'll talk to you next month.
All right, stay sorted.
See you, mate. Bye.
See you, buddy.